I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the Tiny Desk Contest comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, VentureX. Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
78 degrees with light rain in Lawrence. The time is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the Supreme Court suggests a president's conversations with Justice Department officials are out of bounds for prosecutors, even when that person may be pressing the Justice Department to look into investigations of that person's rivals. I know that was almost word salad, wasn't it? We are going to talk about presidential immunity with Carrie Johnson coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
I have been informed by our fantastic development person, Amber Nickel, that the City Band concert has been moved. It's going to happen at the Lead Center tonight. Not a giant surprise. It's kind of wet out there. So anyway, City Band concert moved to the Lead Center. Be aware of that if that was in your plans for this evening. We have a 70% chance of showers and storms tonight. It's going to be humid. Lows in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy tomorrow morning, becoming mostly sunny through the day, but we will have a 60% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, mostly clear tomorrow night with a slight chance of showers and storms through the evening. Still humid, though, lows tomorrow night in the lower 60s.
Support for NPR comes from the station. The Declaration of Independence marked a new beginning for this country.
A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant.
We have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms.
Among our unalienable rights is particularly the pursuit of happiness.
What these words mean to Americans now, that's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
News headlines are coming up next. A flood watch goes into effect in about 30 minutes for Linn County, Kansas. Flood watch goes into effect at 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. It's 6:30.
Our news in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach is telling school districts across Kansas not to enforce a federal rule barring discrimination against transgender students. As Stephen Caranda reports, a federal judge sided with Kobach and blocked the rule from taking effect.
It would have barred discrimination against transgender students at schools and colleges that receive federal funding. The judge said the rule would have allowed students assigned male at birth into girls' and women's locker rooms without any documentation that the student had sincerely held beliefs about transitioning. The decision only blocks the federal rule in Kansas, several other states that were part of the lawsuit, and schools where the plaintiffs or their children attend. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The National Women's Soccer League announced today that CPKC Stadium on the Kansas City Riverfront will be hosting this year's championship on Saturday, November 25th. Madeline Fox has the details.
The NWSL is only halfway through its season, but the Kansas City Current's record-breaking unbeaten streak shows the team could have a shot at one of the two finalist slots. CPKC Stadium made history as the first stadium built specifically for a professional women's sports team. League Commissioner Jessica Berman said the venue was a natural choice because it, quote, exemplifies the profound impact of infrastructure, investment, and community support on the continued development and success of our sport. Tickets will be available soon, and they're likely to sell fast. Last year's championship drew more than double CPKC's capacity of 11,500. I'm Madeline Fox.
Former University of Kansas basketball stars Mario Chalmers and Sharon Collins are among 16 men's college basketball players who have sued the NCAA and multiple conferences over the use of their names, images, and likenesses in promoting and monetizing March Madness. Turner Sports Interactive, the Big East, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC are also defendants in the class action lawsuit. The filing says March Madness generates close to $1 billion in annual revenue for the NCAA, but none has gone to the plaintiffs. Light rain and 78 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:35. This is KPR.
Support
from the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay with us. We still have another 11 minutes of all things considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stay tuned. Up next, we have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Full of surprises tonight. Surprises of love, surprises of Haydn, Yo-Yo Ma dazzling you with some Bach. It's probably not so much of a surprise. Also, Rachmaninoff's famed Piano Concerto No. 3. Join us for classical music tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. On your KPR2 stations, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
70% chance of showers and storms tonight. It's going to be humid. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. It is 78 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
MC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow your hosts are Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Mr. Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, all followed by Jazz in the Night, beginning at 9 o'clock. We do have a 70% chance of showers and storms. Tonight's going to be humid. Lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny. But we will have a 60% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. The time is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The pressure is ratcheting up on President Joe Biden, but the line from the White House tonight is the president is in the race to stay. Despite last week's poor debate performance, which Biden has blamed on travel fatigue and a cold, the president is reported by campaign aides to have told his staff that, quote, no one is pushing me out of this race. Some Democrats have said publicly the president should step down, and others are said to be worried privately. But it's also clear tonight Biden knows he needs to reassure the public. Biden met with Democratic governors at the White House this evening. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she felt confident coming out of that meeting. 12 former administration officials who resigned over U.S. policies on Israel and the war in Gaza say the government is putting America's national security at risk. In a joint statement, they say the U.S. policies have been devastating for Palestinians in Gaza and undermined U.S. credibility in the region. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
The 12 former officials described themselves as a multi-faith, multi-ethnic community of experts who worked in various agencies across the government. In a signed statement, they say America's diplomatic cover for and flow of weapons to Israel has ensured U.S. undeniable complicity in the killings of Palestinians in Gaza and, quote, put a target on America's back. The group lays out 6 recommendations to the Biden administration, including providing additional funding and support for more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The Justice Department has reached another settlement with a school district for restraining and secluding disabled students. The Kansas School District is one of several investigated by the department since 2020. Kyle Cameron of member station WMUW reports.
Wichita Public Schools in South Central Kansas reached a settlement with the DOJ this week, saying, among other things, it will eventually stop the use of seclusion. Other school districts across the country in the past few years have also been investigated by the department for restraining and secluding students with disabilities. However, the Wichita School District was the first to also be investigated for punishing Black students more often and more severely than other students. Under the settlement, among other improvements, Wichita Public Schools will have to revise its policies, offer counseling, and create an office to monitor restraint practices. For NPR News, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Hurricane Beryl is still a powerful Category 4 storm moving past Jamaica with residents there trying to do whatever they can to minimize the damage. Beryl at last check still at 140-mile-an-hour winds and was south of Kingston, moving west-northwest with hurricane-force winds raking the coast. Hurricane warnings are also in effect for the Cayman Islands. Jamaica is currently under a state of emergency. Beryl has already claimed 6 lives. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 23 points. The Nasdaq was up 159 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the Tiny Desk Contest comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate July 3rd. Betelgeuse grew dramatically fainter a couple of years ago. The supergiant star blasted out a giant blob of gas, which cooled to form a dust cloud that blocked part of the star from view. And a similar star might recently have gone through the same process.
RW Cepheid is at least 900 times the diameter of the Sun, making it one of the larger stars in the galaxy. It's also hundreds of thousands of times brighter than the Sun. In late 2022, though, it dropped to a third of its usual brightness. By last summer, it was recovering. Astronomers analyzed some especially sharp images of the star. The pictures showed that it was blobby, with bright and dark regions many times larger than the Sun. The astronomers later found that RW Ceph had grown brighter than usual in 2019. It may have blown out a huge blob of hot gas not long after that. The gas cooled and condensed to form a cloud of dust grains. The cloud moved in front of the star, causing it to fade. As the cloud disappeared, RW Ceph returned to its usual brilliance. The hypergiant star is near the end of its life. It's expected to explode as a supernova sometime in the next million years or so, just like Betelgeuse. RW Cepheid is low in the northeast at nightfall. It's about halfway between Deneb, the star at the tail of the Swan, and W-shaped Cassiopeia. Even at its best, though, you need binoculars or a telescope to see it. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, encouraging folks new to Lawrence to sign up for a library card, attend events, borrow books and movies, and meet new people at this community hub. info@lplks.org.
We'll be right back. Love's Surprises Overture here on KPR by Rameau. That was with Christophe Rousset conducting Le Talon Lyrique. Love is just full of surprises, isn't it? Well, don't worry. This is not a talk show about love. No, no. It's a show about music. And speaking of surprises, that should be your biggest, most obvious hint of a radio station's tease for the next thing coming up at around 7:20. Has to do with a surprise. Start guessing. Speaking of love, though, I am your host, Destiny, and I love music and I love being here with you and listening to music and curating some interesting tunes for you. So, you know, when I was thinking about the surprises of love, I was thinking of passion, and therefore I came to Bach, and I came to Bach's St. Matthew Passion. And this is really beautiful. There's a gorgeous violin solo and also some gorgeous cello solos, and guess who we have playing for you? It's Yo-Yo Ma! Hooray! So I think you will enjoy this. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR Box St. Matthew Passion, Have Mercy on Me with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra.
Thank you.
Bach, here on KPR, Have Mercy on Me from St. Matthew Passion, with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, and our cellist there was Yo-Yo Ma. Love Yo-Yo Ma. It's been a while since I've played Bach on the radio, so hopefully you liked that one. Well, I have something easy at around 7:45. That's your hint, the word easy. I'm not going to tell you anything else. And before I tell you about the surprise coming up, I've got to tell you about KPR's Public Radio HD channel. News and talk programming continues 24/7 on KPR2. You'll find BBC News, Morning Edition, and shows like Snap Judgment and The Middle. KPR2 is available in Lawrence at 96.1 with an HD receiver, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or with the free KPR app. Okay, the surprise. What on earth could this be? Wait for it. Drum roll. Haydn's Surprise Symphony, number 94. Oh, I'm so sorry for the terrible setup. Gosh. Well, it's a great recording, though. It's with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. So I hope you enjoy it. Let's see if you can figure out where the surprise is. Right now on KPR. hope you weren't too surprised by that startling chord here on KPR and the slow movement of Haydn's Surprise Symphony No. 94. That was with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. That one never gets old. I am such a ham for bad jokes. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, I also happen to enjoy Mozart, and interestingly enough, I have a piano sonata by him that is titled Easy Sonata. And according to pianists, well, it's not that easy. I'm sure if I tried to play it, it wouldn't be very easy since I don't play the piano, but for Mozart, I guess it was easy. I'm sure for this recording we're about to listen to of Richter that it will be very easy as well. So let's see what we think of it. Right now on KPR, Mozart's Piano Sonata, Easy, with Richter. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Geez Louise, get out of here, Mozart. Here on KPR, the easy piano sonata by Richter. Didn't sound so easy, actually, and goodness, I couldn't play it. I'll stick to the violin and hosting radio. I'm back next hour with more music for you. I've got some really good things to listen to. Let's enjoy NPR News together first, here on KPR.
When you listen to Morning Edition, we don't just want you to hear what's happening. We want you to feel like you're there. Because what we experience, we can start to better understand.
And everybody that's in the circle, they do the same thing. And it goes, Oma, Hola, Kamo, and Mapula.
Join us for immersive reporting and storytelling weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden met with Democratic governors at the White House tonight as he seeks to remain in the 2024 presidential race, notwithstanding a debate performance last week that even Biden has acknowledged was far from his best. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was among the 25 governors taking part. Speaking outside the White House, he said he continues to back Biden's White House reelection bid.
We were honest about the feedback that we were getting. We were honest about the concerns that we were hearing from people. And we were also honest about the fact that as the president continued to tell us and show us that he was all in, that we said that we would stand with him. Because as Governor Walz said, the president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well.
Other governors expressing support for the president included New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, chair of the Democratic Governors Association. Biden is said to have told staffers today he has no plans to withdraw from the race, telling them, quote, "No one is pushing me out." Opponents of France's National Rally political party have stepped up their bid to block the far-right party from power. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports candidates in more than 203 three-way runoffs have stepped down from second-round elections.
Races with three people running are called triangulars. It means each candidate got more than 12% of the vote in the first round. But candidates from Macron's centrist party and the leftist coalition who are trailing in such runoffs are pulling out so as not to split the vote against the far right. This is what's known as creating a Republican front in an effort to block the anti-immigrant Eurosceptic party. The goal is to deny them an absolute majority in parliament, but the calculus could be affected by a high abstention rate in the second round. Analysts say there are many unknowns in what is turning out to be one of the most divisive and high-stakes elections in French history. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
On Wall Street, the stock market closed early today ahead of the July 4th holiday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports both the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ hit new record highs.
Trading had already ended for the day when the Federal Reserve released minutes of its most recent policy meeting. Fed officials welcomed signs of cooling inflation in recent months, but they repeated their desire to see more positive signals before they'll feel confident in cutting interest rates. Several policymakers even mentioned the possibility of raising rates should inflation turn out to be more stubborn than expected. The U.S. service sector slowed in June, according to a new survey of business managers. The survey shows a drop in new orders, production, and employment. We'll get a report card on the overall U.S. job market from the Labor Department on Friday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the number of people filing first-time jobless claims inched up last week. The Labor Department says claims for the week ending June 29th rose by 4,000 to 238,000. Checking the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 23 points. The NASDAQ was up 159 points. The S&P gained 28 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Bet you weren't expecting that, huh? Here on KPR, Star of the County Down, with Julian Lloyd Webber on cello and Katrin Finch on harp. Yes, I found that little gem, and I loved it. The Irish and Scottish and English tunes I played at the beginning of the week were a big hit, so I had to go and find you some more. I hope you liked it. I know something that you will like coming up in about 8 minutes. Oh, one of the most famous piano concertos of all time. Oh, it's going to be so great. Yes. Before I tell you about it, though, I love shopping, and... well, that's not true. I actually hate shopping. But one place I love shopping is actually the KPR online store, because they have so many goodies. And I love Retro Cocktail Hour merch and the KPR t-shirts. There's also Trail Mix t-shirts, sweatshirts, and zip-up hoodies. Every dollar you spend there goes right back into bringing you the programming that you love. So it's good shopping. Go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on shop. If you are just now joining us... I am Destiny, your evening classical host, and I love being here playing music for you. I am a violinist, and I feel like the viola has not been getting very much love lately, so we are going to listen to the viola. It's very similar to a violin, however, it has a lower string than the violin and quite a soulful sound. This is the Romance for Viola and Piano by Vaughan Williams, with Kim Kaskashian on viola and Robert Levin on keyboard, here on KPR. Aw, that viola is so pretty here on KPR. Really, I do love the viola. That was The Romance for Viola and Piano by Vaughn Williams with Kim Kashian and Robert Levin on viola and piano, respectively. Tell me what you think of the viola. It's a nice in-between instrument between the cello and violin. I'd be curious what your thoughts are. Time to feature some piano. This is going to be a good one. You should sit back and grab yourself a drink like you can at the Green Lady Lounge, one of our great sponsors here at KPR. Did you know they offer live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m.? Holy moly. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, and info is at greenladylounge.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. All right. I promised you one of the greatest piano concertos of all time. This is Piano Concerto No. 3 by Rachmaninoff, one of our big hits that people chose for the top 70. This recording is with Esa-Pekka Salonen and the Philharmonia Orchestra and Yefim Bronfman on piano. I hope you enjoy it right now on KPR. Can't compete with that here on KPR. Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 with Yefim Bronfman. Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. NPR News is up next on KPR.
Every weekday on Morning Edition, we dig deep.
That is such a good and important question.
And bring you the best stories.
It was funny. It was distasteful. It was crazy.
Join us for a mix of the news you need and the stories that might surprise you. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Info about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As part of an effort to shore up support for his campaign, President Biden and Vice President Harris met with 25 Democratic governors tonight at the White House. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it comes as some prominent Democrats and donors are calling for Biden to step aside.
Most of the governors joined virtually, but 11 of them came to the White House, including several who were on hypothetical shortlists to replace Biden, should he choose to bow out. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said Biden is in it to win it.
The president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well.
Minnesota's Tim Walz said the Democratic governors and Biden all want victory in November. And when asked, he said Biden is fit to serve.
What we saw in there today was a guy who was the guy that all of us believed in the first time who could beat Donald Trump and did beat Donald Trump.
Moore said it was a candid conversation about the political fallout from Biden's bad debate performance. But governors don't have time for hand-wringing. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
While presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is not one to shy away from the limelight, he has been increasingly quiet in recent days following the discussion about a possible alternative to a Biden candidacy. Trump and his staff have had more to say about a series of recent legal victories for the former president, including a Supreme Court ruling that grants former president's broad immunity from prosecution for actions taken while in office. A judge this week also called for delay in sentencing in Trump's New York hush money trial following his recent conviction. Nebraska voters could choose between two competing abortion proposals during the November election. Nebraska Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports the rival campaign submitted signatures to qualify for the ballot today. Both sides claim they overwhelmingly cleared the requirement of collecting about 123,000 signatures from registered voters in Nebraska.
One group is aiming to expand abortion rights until around 24 weeks of pregnancy through a constitutional amendment. Ashley Spivey is involved with the campaign and spoke at a press conference.
I stand before you again proud to share that we submitted over 207,000 signatures. Yeah.
Another group wants to enshrine Nebraska's current 12-week ban on most abortions while allowing for future restrictions. They claim to have collected more than 205,000 signatures. It could take weeks to verify the signatures. If both proposals make it onto the November ballot and pass, whichever receives the most votes will be adopted into the Nebraska Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Rembert in Lincoln.
The combination of a long holiday and relatively restrained fuel prices and airfares in many parts of the country is usually a prescription for lots of travel. AAA says it expects holiday travel this year to be up 5% from last year, with an estimated 70.9 million people expected to travel 50 miles or more. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 23 points. You're listening to NPR. General Motors will pay more than $100 million after government agencies say some trucks and SUVs have been releasing more greenhouse gases than they should have been. The settlement means it will also be tougher for GM to meet future vehicle standards As we hear from NPR's Camila Dombanowski.
The EPA says testing showed a lot of trucks and SUVs are dirtier than GM said they would be. The Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra are on the long list of models. Regulators are not alleging any cheating on tests, and GM says it broke no laws. GM is paying a penalty of about $146 million, and it has to give up credits in the EPA's complex system for evaluating vehicle emissions, meaning the automaker will have to work harder or pay more to be in compliance with future standards. GM is investing in electric vehicles faster than some rivals, but profitable gas-guzzling trucks and SUVs are bankrolling those investments. Camila Dombanowski, NPR News.
The U.S. government now says it's ending its legal fight against an upcoming dive to the wreckage of the Titanic. That's because the planned expedition says it no longer intends to enter the hull of the sunken vessel. The U.S. government had originally said it would violate a federal law that's designated the wreck a memorial. Georgia-based company RMS Titanic Inc. has salvage rights to the vessel and displays some artifacts it's recovered from previous expeditions, but is scaling back its dives this year. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, with oil up 1.3% to settle at $83.88 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. We'll be right back.
Getting us off with some soul jazz written by Cannonball Adderley. Sacco Row to open tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR. This is from an album that alto saxophonist Jim Snidero did with trumpeter Jeremy Pelt called Jubilation, celebrating Cannonball Adderley. Recorded about 6 years ago with David Hazeltine at the piano, Nat Reeves and Billy Drummond, bass and drums. Good evening. I'm Bob McWilliams and glad to be with you here on Jazz in the Night. And I expect most of you have a holiday tomorrow, so you can stay up and listen to jazz as late as you want. I'm here till midnight and all night jazz with David Bassey after that. We'll have some Latin jazz from Mongo Santa Maria and from Oscar Hernandez in about 7 minutes here on KPR. But right now, Kansas City guitarist Rod Fleeman's trio with a new album called Saturday Afternoon, live at Green Indian Lounge Volume 3. And a little tip of the guitar to Wes Montgomery, a tune Rod Fleeman calls Do Wes. Here on KPR. Thank you.